used to gamble, now I'm broke, but I'm gonna write a new joke.
A new joke!
Welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast, hosted by comedian Benny Legg. That's me. And joining me today is the man who needs no introduction. And for some of you out there that are newer to the show, let me tell you a little bit about this guy. He's a singer. He's a songwriter. He's a beekeeper. He used to be my personal loan shark. He does it all. And currently, he's in a truck driving. Where are you driving today, buddy? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you been?
Oh, I'm great. Where are you headed today in that truck of yours?
Well, before I get to that, how are we doing? Are we okay after our fallout? Are we happy with each other again?
I am so happy that me and you are back at it. And I'm also so happy to announce, real quick, that we are now, like, everywhere, man. We are everywhere. Anywhere you could find podcasts, we are right now. So, just search.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're like everywhere. We're on Anchor now. Anchor's amazing, by the way. Love Anchor. We're using Anchor. They got us branched out. We are on our way to being basically the biggest podcast in the world. We're on our way. So, congratulations.
Wow, that's awesome. The biggest thing. Great. If we get super famous, can I still drive truck?
Yes, you're gonna have to stay in the truck for the show to work. Absolutely.
I'm good with that.
Sweet. So where are you driving today, man?
Liverpool, New York.
Liverpool, New York. Good thing you said New York.
Right? Because I know there's a couple more Liverpools out there. A
lot of Liverpools. I thought you were.
There are.
I would have thought England.
And I would love to drive over in England on the wrong side of the road.
Do they drive on the other side of the road in England?
Yes, they do, sir.
Huh. Breaking news.
There you go. There you go. It's very new. A new concept over there.
That's ridiculous. Have you ever driven on the wrong side of the road?
Oh, yeah, many a times.
On purpose?
Yes.
Okay.
And not on purpose.
Oh. Let's hear one of those stories.
I was back in during my partying days. One time, it could have ended up horribly, but I ended up getting on an off ramp and driving the wrong way down on an interstate at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I did it for probably about a mile and a half before I realized I was on, the wrong side. And thank God nothing bad happened.
That's an incredible story.
It's terrible. I'm not proud of those days, man. Not proud of those days.
That also tells me that you were probably really good at Frogger.
I was very good at Frogger.
See, I knew it. Obviously.
Yeah. And that's what let me know I was on the wrong side is a car obviously was coming at me, and I was like, what the fuck is this guy doing? There, I was the guy.
He was in the wrong. Right? Everybody else was going the wrong way. Yeah, obviously.
I don't know if he does. They don't have wrong way on interstates once you're on them. Like, they don't. And you really don't realize that all the signs are backwards. You know what I mean? You don't do that.
You're the best, man.
I'm the best. You're the best. I've had so many situation that could end up being so horrible in my life. I think about that a lot while driving. Like, I can't believe I got through this and I got through that. Makes you wonder what's coming next.
We're going to have to get a segment out of this starting. We're going to need more stories. That's a great story.
It's a horrible, great story. It is. Different life.
Have you been following this Keanu Reeves resurgence?
I never thought he went away because I've always kind of been
really?
A fan of Keanu. Yeah, I've always enjoyed him. I like his intensity. So to answer your question, I have not been following it. I know there's a big promotion out there with John Wick 3, which Marlon and I saw the other day. We actually saw it on our anniversary.
Did you get my gift?
I did, and that was very, very considerate of.
I'm glad you liked it.
Thank you. I put it right up on the mantle.
So Keanu Reeves, you're a fan.
I am.
You've always
not
been
as big
a fan.
As Marla. Marla's a big fan. I'd have to say I've always been a fan. Yes.
Because I've only seen one Keanu Reeves movie.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
But I loved it. I thought it was incredible. I thought he should have won an Oscar.
It's probably the one I never ever saw. Obviously, it has to do with sports.
It does have to do with sports, and it also has to do with gambling, which makes me think, do you have... I haven't seen a lot of movies, but I've seen a lot of gambling movies. And I got my top five list of gambling movies. Can you do a list as well? We could both get our list out there.
I think I can think of five easy good movies. I know what my favorite is. But we'll go from five down. Do you want to go first? Or you want me to go?
I would like you to go first.
Okay. Number five would be Dwayne Hopwood. I think it was called Dwayne Hopwood. Have you ever seen it?
No, but I know it must be good because you said you think that's what it was called. So it would that kind of movie would be in my top five for sure.
It's a good way to deal with recovery and stuff like that. The story that goes behind it, why it kind of resonates with me, is I was in a place where it's weird how coincidence happens. But Dwayne Hopwood, I highly recommend. David Schwimmer, who I have a hard time with as an actor. But
wow, David Schwimmer, Friends.
Yeah.
So repeat one more time for the audience writing it down at home.
Dwayne Hopwood.
Hopwood.
Hop as in Easter Bunny.
Hopwood.
Wood as in what I have a hard time getting without pharmaceuticals.
Oh. We'll get into that later.
Yeah, we will.
Number four.
Number four would have to be, I would say Casino.
Casino, interesting choice.
Great movie. One of my favorite characters, James Woods. He's so good in that as a sleazeball. He's so good.
I actually have a list here from gambling.com of the 11 best gambling movies.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like the worst list I've ever seen. But number one on that list is Casino.
I could see that. You're dealing with Martin Scorsese, great director, great cast, great everything in there.
It's not a gambling movie. It's a movie located in a casino. That's...
Agreed. I agree with that 100%.
Number three,
I would say it'd be Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
I've never seen it.
A real trippy-ass movie. Great director. One of the Monty Pythons. The only American Monty Python, he directed that one.
Now, that was a gambling movie, or that was a movie located in Las Vegas?
Located in Las Vegas. Well, that's why I guess I should know. Is it gambling movies we're doing, or what do you want?
I don't know. I've never seen it. That's why I'm asking. I don't care what you do with the list.
Okay. It isn't really about gambling, but it is. There's certain little things in there that are very... you see the habits of the addicts and the people.
All right, number fair enough. Number two.
Number two would be Rounders.
Ooh. Great choice. Great choice.
Right? Great movie. Such a great movie. I really enjoyed that.
In the game of life, women are the rake.
Yes. Right?
Who
great
says
line.
That? Nobody says that, right? Worm said it. Oh, Worm was a great... I'm a big Ed Norton guy. Huge Ed Norton guy.
What has he done lately? That's the same. I really like it.
He hasn't done anything lately. Apparently, now I don't... This is all secondhand, obviously. I don't really know Ed Norton. But I've heard when he gets these movies, he tries to, like, rewrite the stuff, and the directors got sick of it.
I could see that. Because have you ever watched... Well, yeah, you've seen Fight Club, amazingly enough.
What was that movie?
Fight Club, it's called.
Yes, Fight Club, absolutely. I saw that 10 years after everybody else, but I loved it.
Which I find amazing. If you watch the commentary of that, I could actually see where you're where that would be possible that he does that, because he comes off kind of pompous.
On a side note, my favorite Ed Norton movie, The Illusionist.
Ah, great. Holy shit.
Right?
Funny.
I told you I love Ed Norton, man. I would never watch a movie like that.
Oh, my God. It's amazing that you even would say that movie.
Fantastic movie. But let's not get sidetracked. That'll be our favorite. When we do a top five list of our favorite movies about magic, that will be on there. Now, before you reveal your number one, I'd like to start my list.
Excellent.
Number five on my list is a movie that I'm sure you haven't seen, and I'm sure 80% of the audience hasn't seen. But it's called Double Down.
You're right, I have not seen it.
It's a bunch of guys. There's this guy, he's a loser. He loses all his money. He never wins a bet. And they inherit some money or something goes on. And it all comes down in the end to one bet. And I don't want to ruin the ending because I know everybody's going to go out and watch it. But it was very...
I'm going to rush the nearest Blockbuster to rent that.
Yes. It's probably only... Do you still have a VCR?
Of course.
Okay, well then you're all set.
I don't watch anything else but VHS.
Wow. Interesting.
That's a lot.
Oh, okay, good. Number four.
Hardball
with Keanu Reeves. Yeah, no, I'm telling you, man, it was a great gambling movie. It really was. It was a great baseball movie, and it was just a great movie. The guy deserved an Oscar, okay? So it's little kids. Have you ever seen Bad News Bears?
Of course.
It's Bad News Bears in like a rougher neighborhood. That's all it is, but it's incredible. Oh, my goodness. Keanu.
Yeah.
Number three. Rounders. I'm with you. Rounders. Number three.
Excellent.
Number two. And I'm telling you, you know what? I want to hear your number one before I get my number two, because my number two is so neck and neck with my number one. But let's hear your number one. Are you ready? Are you ready for your number one?
I am, but do you think you can guess it? Knowing how I am, knowing how I am, do you think you could guess what my movie would be? Or you have no idea?
Your all-time favorite gambling movie is...
Yep.
21.
Oh, God.
No way, right? I knew it. And it's on that stupid list. TheGambling.com, it's on that list. You know what? Hold on. I'm sorry. 21 sucked. Didn't it suck?
21 was a horrible fucking movie.
Terrible movie. Absolutely terrible. I lost the list, but I know 21 was on there, and I was so pissed. Gambling.com. And guess what? The list is 2 months old. It's not like a five-year-old list.
Oh, God.
So your number one isn't 21?
It is not 21.
Okay, so what do you got? What's your number one?
Vegas Vacation.
Oh, man. Good one.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So many great scenes in it, but I love when it shows Clark, like, he sits down having lunch, and then he goes, he goes, excuse me, I'll be right back, and he goes, plays the bet real quick, loses, and comes back like nothing happened. That is such a real scene. It's so good.
I tell you what, if I had a top 15 list, I think that would be on it.
Fair enough.
But yeah, good movie. But my number one.
I know what your number one is, so.
You know what my number one is, so why don't? No, I don't want to give one before I give two.
Wait, you didn't give one yet?
No, I didn't tell one yet. We spoke off air.
Did you do two?
No, I haven't given two or one.
Oh shit, I thought you did too.
No, I didn't give it because I was so torn. Like, it's so close to being number one that I felt it needed its own thing after you did yours, you know? It's so close. I'm going to give my number one first.
Okay.
I'm going to give my number one first because I love number two. Number one is two for the money. That's the name of it. One isn't two. One is two for the money.
I am, Matt, really confused at what's going on here.
Matthew McConaughey. Okay, so to be clear, this isn't I haven't said number two yet, but number one is Two for the Money. The name of the movie is Two for the Money. Now, that's not number two. That's number one. I haven't said number two yet.
So you skip number two to go to number one to say Two for the Money.
Right. To be clear, number one, the name of the movie is Two for the Money. It's not number two. I haven't said number two yet.
Wow. This is, wow. If you're following along at home, enjoy the acid.
So Two for the Money, Al Pacino, Matthew McConaughey. He's in Vegas. Pacino flies into New York, and he gets him with this sports betting. He's into sports betting. And I love sports betting. Every morning, like Saturday morning, I'd wake up when I got a big game I had to win back in the day. I'd pop in Two for the Money to pump me up, you know? And it never worked, but I was fired up. I was fired up before those games started. Oh, jeez. But there's a scene in that movie, which, you've seen the movie.
Absolutely. I even endorsed the scene because it's such a powerful scene.
Al Pacino, who is a recovering gambler, like myself, recovering gambler, recovering degenerate gambler. Now, Al Pacino, he had a lot more money than I do, but whatever. Now, so Al Pacino is recovering degenerate gambler, so he goes to a GA meeting. And now he also sells betting picks. So they don't know this when he gets to the meeting. And he's telling everybody about his story. And it's my favorite. It touched me so much. Every time I heard him say this, it was like he was talking to me in the movie, you know? And I just love, I think it was a great speech. Now, I don't have the, I'm not playing the whole speech. It's a little long. But the point, he's talking to a guy at a GA meeting. His name was Leon. And he's just explaining to Leon what his real problem is.
But I got to say, if I learned anything, it's that gambling is not your problem.
It's not.
Not even close. I don't know how to say this without sounding a little rude, but you're a lemon, Leon. Like a bad car, there is something inherently defective in you. And you, and you, and me, and all of us in this room. We're all lemons. We look like everybody else, but what makes us different is our defect. You see, most gamblers, when they go to gamble, they go to win. When we go to gamble, we go to lose, subconsciously. Me, I never feel better or more alive than when they're raking the chips away, not bringing them in, and everybody here knows what I'm talking about. Hell, even when we win, it's just a matter of time before we give it all back. But when we lose, now there's another story. When we lose, and I'm talking about the kind of loss that makes your asshole pucker up to the size of a decimal point. You know what I mean? You've just recreated the worst possible nightmare this side of malignant cancer for the 20th goddamn time. And you're standing there and you suddenly realize, hey, I'm still here. I'm still breathing. I'm still alive. Us lemons, we fuck shit up all the time on purpose because we constantly need to remind ourselves we're alive. Leon, gambling's not your problem. It's this fucked up need to feel something, to convince yourself you exist. That's the problem.
Chills. I get absolute chills every time I hear that speech. And the funniest part about the whole thing, if you haven't seen the movie, after the speech, he gives his business card out for sports betting picks to all the degenerate losers in the meeting. Which, you know, as a comedian, I mean, come on. I love that movie. Me and you were struggling for a couple weeks for ideas of the show.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned to me that, you know, maybe I should try to be more real, you know? Just be real. Tell everybody what's really going on with this gambling thing, you know?
Okay.
And I would like to share a story that, you know, Pacino went to the GA meeting, and I would like to share a story that I actually went to my first Gamblers Anonymous meeting on June 3rd. One day before 7 months that I quit gambling. I did this. I've done jokes in the past about bits about going and blah, 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 but I actually went. And I was nervous to go because I didn't know what to expect. But leaving there, I felt really good about myself as a human being. As a comedian, I knew I should never step fucking foot in there again. Because everything that kept happening was so fucking hilarious. Like, I got more hugs there than I've got in the past 3 years of any females, you know?
I can see that, man.
And now, I can definitely see that. You've openly discussed that you've been to AA meetings?
Yep, AA meetings, yep.
And now, this is my first time going to a GA meeting, and I'm telling you right now that GA meetings kick AA meetings' ass.
Really?
Yeah, because you can get high out of your mind right before you go in there. And nobody says a fucking word. They even offer free cake. There's free cake. And I'm assuming that's in case you get the munchies, you know?
Oh, I never thought about that.
Right, yeah.
That's, you can't do it in reverse, can you?
Well, the thing is, you could go to an AA meeting, put $500 on a game, sit there the whole time on your phone checking the score. But based off my past experience, that's a lot more stressful if you're not drunk or high, so...
I would say so.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So you're saying if you have an addiction, you're using GA is the way to go because you can definitely
do whatever you want. Only thing you don't have to do with GA is not gamble. And, you know, gambling, it's a I really went to the meeting and it was a cool feeling to hear other people's stories, share my story a little bit. And I really did. It was nice to see people and just try to help people. It's just, I went 7 months without going to one of those meetings. So I don't know if I necessarily need to go to those meetings.
Right.
But so if I ever get the urge again, I will go. I was feeling down about myself. I started to, you know, I was questioning, you know, I quit gambling, but I wasn't, you know, I wasn't really being productive in any other ways. Like I needed to better myself in other ways. And I was in a little bit of a rut. You know, this whole podcast thing we went weeks with no ideas. I was in a rut. So I just, you told me, based off your advice, you said, sounds like you should go to a meeting. And thank you for making me go because I've felt a lot better since I went. I just, like I said, I can't go back because I don't want to make fun of these people, you know?
Because there's so much material there, right?
Well, I would never do a joke about somebody else's story. I would never do that. No, I wouldn't do a joke about somebody else's story. Well, here's the way I look at it is they don't go there for you to share their stories outside of there. And that's just me.
See, that's where, I don't know. I think you and I differ on that because I believe they tell the story so people can share the story.
Okay.
They say going to a meeting, you know, you went for you to make yourself feel better and because you were down the rut and, you know, you felt like you needed a little bit of a boost. I think people, once they get into it, they go to the meetings to help other people and they share the story to help other people. But I also could see where you're saying, like, I don't want to take their story and make light of it.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people can, you know.
I think it's a slippery slope. Now, I think if I went in there and I took my 5 minutes to speak and I said, I do comedy, my way of taking one day at a time is to make fun of all the stupid mistakes I made, you know? And if they knew that, but then I also don't want to be in a meeting doing 5 minute bits either, you know? So I don't know. It was a great, I'm glad I went. I truly am glad I went. I met some great people. And maybe I'll go back.
You know, it made you feel good to go. You felt good after you came out of it. It helped you out.
Yeah, got me out of this little rut. Gave me a couple more ideas, too. But that's not what I'm there for. I'm not there for ideas. I'm there to help.
I don't know, man. I've used stories that people have said in stories. But, you know, obviously I changed the names and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I don't know. If you felt good going to media, my question is why wouldn't you, like, continue to go, like, once a week to continue feeling good?
Because I don't think I need, like I said, I went there seven months without gambling, and I went there, and I realized, like, that's, like, I don't know if I want to do that every week. I don't need to do that every week. Like, I don't know if I want to sit there an hour and a half if I don't need, like, I don't know. It's, I don't think there's a right or wrong. I just think
I don't think there's a right or wrong either. I just think that it's, if you're not getting out and doing something, it would definitely give you something to do. You do the way you do it, man.
My second favorite gambling movie of all time, in case you're wondering. Let It Ride. Let It Ride. Please tell me you've seen Let It Ride.
Is that a comedy?
It is a comedy with Richard Dreyfuss at the horse track.
Yes, I have definitely seen Let It Ride.
That is a really
good movie.
Really good. Didn't I surprise you with my gambling movies?
Yeah.
Actually, The Illusionist I also surprised you with.
That really surprised me.
I never saw it coming. I never saw it coming. Spoiler alert, but I never saw it coming. Did you see it coming? You're pretty good at that. You're pretty good at picking out movie stuff.
Absolutely, I did not. I didn't see that one coming. You know, it's great, Benny, because you know how much I love movies. If I would give you a movie a week to watch, I really wish you would, because I have so many good movies that I know you would love. You would absolutely love them.
Moving forward, you're going to tell me one movie to watch that I could find, and every show I'll do a review of the movie on the show.
Yeah, you do a minute and a half if you liked it, if you didn't like it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you have one right off the top of your head right now that for next episode I could watch?
The Prestige.
The Prestige.
The Prestige, yep.
I don't think I've seen it. Okay.
Good movie.
I will check that out. Let me write it down. The Prestige. And then next episode, I will give my review on the movie The Prestige. I'm super excited.
There you go, man.
Get some popcorn, you know, popcorn with butter. Got to get popcorn with butter.
I got to start. I'm so hungry, man. People start talking about food. I'm just so hungry.
All right, well, how about this then? How about we update the counter, and then I let you get the hell out of here, and we finish the show.
All right, man. That's cool.
All right, currently the counter sits at 21 episodes without gambling. So let's go ahead and update that counter right now to 22 episodes without gambling.
You're a lemon.
You can follow me at Benny Lake Wins on Twitter. Follow the show at Benny Lake Laughs. Go to YouTube, search Benny Lake, see some of my stand-up. And remember, we're on Anchor now, and Anchor's the best, man. We are on Anchor. Listen to us there. Listen to us on Spotify. Listen to us on Google Podcasts. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts. You can find us anywhere. Show's over, boom.